you are a Christian, you don't know the power you have. Unfortunately, pastors preach and point people to themselves. They make you look as if you have no power because you must look up to the pastor until they will make nyanga for you. Oh, glory be to God. Until they will tell you, if you leave my ministry, you will not prosper. Until they even freely lay curse because you leave the ministry. I know too much my right in Christ for a man, a sinner saved by grace, servant of my Father, to curse me. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen very well. The reason I am sure that no sickness that come in here, no demon that follow anybody here will follow you home, the reason is this. Listen, I'm a Bible student and a Bible teacher, and I have confirmed. Amen. Praise God. And when we say, when somebody say is a teacher, praise God, I am not talking about the kind of teachers in Nigerian universities that has PhD in mechanical engineering, but he has never produced a car. He has never produced any machine. I don't know how he got it, PhD. But he's even head of department. That one is academics. Amen. If there is anybody, any minister that is listening to me around the world, because you have ability to read, dissect, and reproduce what you have read, very intelligent, does not make you a teacher of the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because, hallelujah, the Christian faith is an evidence-based faith. The Christian faith is an evidence-based faith. If I teach you, how can I be a teacher of the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I am not operating anyone? How will I teach you when I am not operating any gift? If I teach you that the gift of healing, this is how it works, then I will demonstrate it. That's a teacher. When I say I am teaching you about prayer, then I will teach you how to pray. Then I will pray and you will see the effect of prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when I say, listen to me, I want to tell you something, I say I am a teacher. And when I teach, I demonstrate it. Praise the Lord. I demonstrate it so that you'll understand what I am teaching you. Now listen, in Matthew 18 it says, if two of you shall agree as touching anything you will ask, it shall be done for you in heaven. Now listen, that agreement there, why it there, you say whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Listen, it's agreement. God works with it. If we all agree that tonight is anointing service, and we agreed, and that is why we are here, heaven will come down, and all he will do here today will be healing and deliverance. That is how it works. Except you don't want him to heal you or to deliver you. The anointing for tonight is for healing and deliverance because we agree so. Therefore, any anointing you see, if it is fruit of the womb, any anointing you see is for fruit of the womb. If we say it is, I must marry, that is the reason why we give a specific theme whenever we have any program. Our annual family deliverance, amen, because it's a family deliverance, and we say, come with the names of the members of your family, I am telling you the anointing that will come down is to, it will be to lose your families. This is how God works. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is anointing? Listen very well. The word anointing is a grammar, English language. Anointing means to rub. To anoint is to rub into something. When you rub something, oil on top of something, you are anointing that thing. Or you smear the oil upon somebody or anything, you have anointed that thing. So let's see scripturally now. What does Isaiah 10 verse 27, what does it mean? Let's read Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, and that day is today. You believe it? That day is today. For somebody, today is that day. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, there is the burden of the enemy, the burden of frustration, poverty, late marriage, delaying fruit of the womb, and that sickness and infirmity that torments you, church, every problem that has a beginning, it has an end. Which day will your own end? Thank you. That his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Because of the anointing. What that scripture is simply saying, that scripture is defining anointing as the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. What is it describing the anointing? It's describing anointing as the burden removing and the yoke destroying power of God. So you see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, it's a popular scripture, especially by the Pentecostal pastors and ministers. Acts chapter 10, Apostle Peter was telling them in the house of Cornelius, so many times he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he do to him? He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What is the effect? We went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And if God is with us today, that anointing will come down here today too. Praise the Lord. What is the anointing? The anointing is God on this flesh. Hallelujah. Doing what this flesh cannot do. Supernatural power of God is called anointing. Hallelujah. Anointing is also a means of restoring health. You see James chapter 5 verse 14 and verse 15. James chapter 5. He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. And this elder is referring to the ministers of the church. The ministers in the church. What are they to do? Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he added, and the prayer of faith after you have anointed that person with the oil, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Very interesting part. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, William Branham put it this way. He said, anywhere you apply the oil, he said, the Holy Ghost comes there. I told you some time ago, and for those of you who may be hearing me for the first time, let me repeat it. The Spirit of the Lord ministered this to me some time ago, and I told the church that when we say anoint, amen, actually what it means that you should be anointed, like you have a fever, you have a headache, you have any form of oppression, you have pains all over your body, what we usually do is you just carry oil and put sign of the cross. Now from Catholic we learn that one. You just take oil and put on the forehead, put sign of the cross. Amen. What the Lord told me is that the person is to take that oil after prayers and rub it like a cream from head to toe, every part of your body. And since the day I caught that revelation, everyone, that those of you who are not here online, you call me, you are sick in any form, all I tell you is, after praying with you, I say before you go to bed, I always like to pray for serious cases just before you sleep, so that when I finish prayer, I say sleep, because I know when you sleep, something will happen. You can't wake up with it. It has not failed. Now you try it. Praise the Lord. It's Brother Tony here. He called me earlier that for how many days or so, they've done all manner of treatment and the temperature refused to go down, and you know, you'd be afraid that it may enter convulsion. And he came here and I told him after prayer, I said, when you go home this night, the baby is sleeping, rub that oil all over the baby. I say, and when you wake up, call me and tell me what happened. And he confirmed to me, when the baby woke up, the temperature was restored, the baby was completely healed. Completely healed. Amen. Listen, the ministry of a teacher is to grant you independence. I am always scared of giving my own testimony because people misunderstand it and think I am telling you, if you have such problem, come to me. That's why I love the testimony of Brother Ima. I don't know if you are here. He said he was in his room. His brother came to town, was in a hotel, and was planning to go and see him the next day. Suddenly, he said he received a call, and that the brother just sitting there in the hotel, and he just collapsed. And before you know what, he was vomiting blood. And before you know what, you know, life was going. They rushed him to a nearby hospital. He took off. He said immediately he left, he said he was about calling me. Then he remembered that what I have taught them. He said he took his bottle of oil and went to the hospital and saw him going lifeless. He said he reminded God, this is what your servant has taught us. Oh, glory be to God. I love such students. And he prayed and then opened his mouth and put the oil in his mouth. And he took it and the thing stopped. And the man came back to life. You see, how will you know that what I am teaching you is the truth? How will you know that the testimonies I'm giving you, they are the truth? Until you to practice it. All that time you are looking for professionals for nothing.
That one said, you know, say no go pick.
Jayola, Zoe, everyone, my group leader, you are phony. You have all this one. The person they die, they go. The power is within you. Hallelujah. The adage that says what you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. In your pocket there, you are traveling to somewhere else to go and get it. When you are a Christian, you don't know the power you have. Unfortunately, pastors preach and point people to themselves. They make you look as if you have no power because you must look up to the pastor until they will make nyanga for you. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Until they will tell you, if you leave my ministry, you will not prosper. Until they even freely lay curse because you leave the ministry. Me, pastor curse me. Hey, Jesus. Praise God. I know too much. I know too much my right in Christ. For a man, a sinner, saved by grace, servant of my Father, to curse me. It's knowledge. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Please, practice what I tell you. What I teach you. Practice it. When I say God heals, He heals. If He hears my prayer, He will hear your own too. Eh? It's true now. Praise God. Some of you are even better than me in our past testimonies. I lived a very rough life. I lived a godless life. Some of you, you were brought up by your parents, carry you to church, oh, fear of God all over. You are even better than me. The difference between me and you is that the day I found out who Jesus was and who He is and who He will be, what He has done for me, what He is doing for me, and what He will do for me. Oh, praise the Lord. The day I found out that Jesus heals, the day I found out, hallelujah, that if I am in Christ, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. Why? Because my life is hidden with Christ in God. The Bible says so. Eternally secured. Why will I be afraid of witches and wizards? How? Where? And that's why some of you who come to me looking for fruit of the womb, I just ask you, any medical report, any sickness you have, I first ask you, any medical condition, if you say, we went to the hospital, everything is okay. You went here, everything is okay. We don't know why. I say, in that case, your case is very simple. Once your problem is spiritual, it is very, very simple. Praise God. If you have a boil, you have a lump, you have a cancer, that is a medical condition. You will pray and it will take time, the life will die and go away. But for any demon to decide that you will not have what you are looking for because of one covenant or the other, one cause or the other, we know they pray that prayer two times. How? Which power? If your power is greater than our own power, oh, glory be to God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's the reason why, I will repeat it, I am serving the Lord God Almighty. I am not serving demons. Therefore, my life will not be dictated by what I am doing around to keep demons. Every day fighting demon, fighting demon, fighting demon. No! I have seen them play. I know some of them personally. I know some of them. And when I see them, I shake my head because I cannot do more than to teach. If you catch it, okay. If you review it, if you like it, you cannot sleep until you do midnight prayer every night of the year. Everything around you, every person is suspect. You can't even live together with human beings because everybody is a suspect. Everybody is a suspect. If you wake up and one dog pass through your frontage, come lift the leg, peace for your door, you say they don't come. You will start dry fasting. You will start Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. How you got fire? Holy Ghost fire. And then before you know what, you are going to a prophet. And the prophet what will the prophet tell you? The prophet will tell you what you want to hear. The prophet will tell you what you already came to hear. You have already made up your mind, it's the enemy now, that's why you came. And he will tell you, what did they do so? They say everybody for your house will die. Hallelujah. Jesus is the God of our peace. Amen. Did I say we shall not be attacked? We shall certainly be attacked, but the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Well, I'm a practical. You can ask my wife. We've been married for the past 34 years. 32 of those years have been in Christ. And she knows. Have I ever shaken? If I see any animal, anything in my room.
You are not shaken by anything.
I am not.
You don't even kill mosquito.
Even mosquitoes, I don't kill them. I don't kill anything. That's the truth. Now, I didn't say it's not good to kill mosquito. I'm only trying to tell you that's who I am. If there is no need, why am I killing you? I will open window and drive them out of the room.
That's true.
If they know Grigo, I go, they tell them, say, see, me and you can't share this place. If they find trouble now, that's suicide you are doing. If they come now, they hear your voice, they go bring shell talks. They go bring something, spray, you go just die for nothing. Better come out. And they talk to them. If I see wall gecko coming out, I say, see you now. You enter my room. You don't know where you go. Now here you go, come. You want to sleep with human beings. Go come out. If they see you now, they will kill you. I open window. I'm going to drive. Come out, come out. I will lead them till they go out. When they go out, finish. I say, the thing where they worry, you know, be through me, we go get them. I close my window. I don't kill. Even when I'm driving and I see anything wants to cross, I stop. I don't kill. I didn't even know I was doing it until my wife called my attention to it. Praise the Lord. I don't believe that you should just kill something for fun. You see a bird, then you carry catapult. You bagay it, I kill him, I kill him. Why do you kill it? For what? If you kill it to eat for food, that's okay. Praise God. So you see cockroach, the waka cockroach everywhere. I will find out through where this cockroach come now. I will sweep all of them, drive all of them, come out and block where they come in. Simple. But some of us here, hey, they don't come. Hey, I see wall gecko. He died. After I sprinkle water everywhere, he died. If you be saying I'm hungry, kill him. Don't be your water where you sprinkle. The last thing that comes to me. It's for me to see Satan. I see God first before I see Satan. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? I say I see God first before I see Satan. Because it is God I am worshiping. If I eat food in the dream, amen. When I wake up, I go begin to think, which kind of food without where I chop for dream? I will begin to laugh at myself. Hungry, why are you so there for dream? You eat. I will look for the food. Which type of food did I eat in a dream? Then I will interpret it. Maybe God wants me to eat that type of food. Maybe there is something there for me, for my health. That's the first thing that will come to my mind before I think of evil. Now, every evil food you will know. When you eat it, when you wake up, you will see the result. But I eat, I don't feel anything. When I wake up, I take kakaraka. I only remember that I chop food, one kind of food where I chop. I'll begin, which kind of food? I will look for it physically and look for it and eat. It may be prophecy for me. Think positive. Think positive. Praise the Lord. Always think godliness. God. Because God is the one I am serving, not Satan. Are you saying they cannot attack me? They can attack me through the dream. God has shown me several people, several, that the problem they have was through dream. Amen. But don't generalize everything until everything is suspect. I was going to move into a house I want to rent. They are showing me, it says this sign of Scorpio. I say, what does that mean? He said, it means it is occult house. I said, okay, the owner of the house belongs to occult. He said, eh? I said, ah, I beg, show me the house, whether it is good or not. They show me sign. Amen. If that person belongs to occult, and he knows I am a Christian, because I introduced myself to the landlord, I am a pastor, and he still give me key. He should be the one to say, Pastor, no, you cannot come to my house. Not me. Pastor say, hey, Scorpion, I no go. Which God are you serving? The power of that Scorpion, amen, will be under arrest the day I leave the house. The Bible says he made his ministers what? What? Flame of fire. Anywhere I go, I am a minister of God. I am carrying fire. I am carrying fire. Praise God. Anywhere I go, I visited a family in Ikoyi with my wife. We went somewhere, so we just branched the house to greet them. And the woman was coming, it's a duplex, she was coming down to see us, and she was limping and carrying socks. I said, oh, mommy, what is happening? Ah, no fit sleep. Ah, for how long? Ah, blah, blah, blah. The husband is a pastor too. I said, Habba. Amen. I carry fire. Praise the Lord. Before the husband will come down to see us from upstairs, amen, that nonsense left her. She was walking out to serve us drinks and everything. She was running. The husband came down and saw her running. And she's shocked and surprised that what she has been suffering for months disappear. Anywhere we go, we carry light. Darkness must disappear. Why are you there? Anywhere you go, then darkness will chase you, come out. Something is wrong with your experience. Praise the Lord. You don't know what he did on the cross on Calvary. Amen. He did something for us that gives us confidence and takes away fear. Fear. Somebody, that anointing is going to come upon you today. Amen. See, some sisters, I've had these testimonies. After the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we receive Holy Ghost baptism program. They go to buy pepper from woman where they sell pepper for table for street. The woman said, go. I want pepper. I don't want to sell to you. Go. I bet, wait till I carry your trouble. Go. He saw something. That thing is following every one of us. If your own disappear, it will return. I said, that fire will return today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 6, there was an assurance. And that same assurance I hold this night before we pray. That same assurance from verse 1. Let's read it up to verse 8. That same assurance. Then the Lord said unto me. You know why I say me there? What's my name? What's my name? The Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. This night, I hear, I will see what God is going to do to anyone that has kept you in any form of problem. This is the assurance of the Lord. For with a strong hand shall that person holding you let you go. And with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. When they say here, that is, that Pharaoh with a strong hand, he will drive you, leave you, say, go out of Egypt. Go out of the shrine. Go out of this call. Go. The person holding you this night, he will come and tell you, oh yeah, go. Oh yeah, go. Oh yeah, go. Is it possible? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. A sister that was looking for fruit of the womb, one sister Kate that time, for 10 years, and after she came here, God blessed her with a child. She was now pregnant for about 8 months old. And that demon that disturbed her was coming to disturb that pregnancy again. And I brought her out before the whole church with a microphone. And while I brought her out, the Lord ministered to me that the demon was standing by her side. And I looked at her, I said, I asked her, you know the demon is standing by your side now. She said, yes. Satan, even church, you know, fear. Follow. That is why I always make that statement. Any demon that follow you here will not follow you home, because they will follow you. Praise the Lord. I said, very good. I'm happy you are here. Then I turned where the demon was standing. I only received ministration, he's standing there. I said, listen. You see this pregnancy, if the covenant you have with this woman is higher than the covenant this woman has through the blood of Jesus Christ, I say, then stand here now and hold her well at the count of four. If not, I'm counting four. Get away from here forever. Or you will see the fire of my God. Praise God. I said, one, two. I saw the woman say, go. Bye-bye, go. Go. I said, what is he saying? He's saying he's going. He said, okay, bye-bye. The demon was saying bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. And somebody say bye-bye to Bati Bati. Bye-bye to Bati. Say for me.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati. Bye bye to every problem. Bye 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 this night.
In the name of Jesus. Bye bye to Jati.
Bye 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 bye.
In the name of Jesus.
Bye bye to Jati.
Oh yeah, bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to Jati Jati.
Bye bye to poverty.
Bye bye to poverty.
I say bye bye.
Bye bye
to sickness,
bye bye to sickness,
bye bye to sickness.
bye to every problem. Bye bye to everything.